Richard Williamson is President Bush's special envoy to Sudan. He says the incoming Obama administration must keep a close eye on Sudan.
Our first priority should be keeping the comprehensive peace agreement between the North and South on track. If it unravels, any chance for progress in Darfur disappears. So the need to try to broker a sustainable security situation where there's real peace continues to be something the international community has to pay attention to, including the next administration.
What role, then, would the United States, if it's made Sudan such a priority, what role could the next administration play in brokering any kind of agreement?
One, we have to continue to lean on the government of Sudan to be more forward-leaning so that they feel it's in their interest to get a sustainable, secure situation there, which means things like power sharing, compensation, etc., return of the IDPs to their homes.
The internally displaced people.
Right. So we have to continue to pressure the regime. This includes not only the unilateral sanctions, but going back to the UN Security Council to get greater multilateral sanctions. And we must support the joint African Union-United Nations chief mediator, Mr. Basalay. And we should try to work closely with France and Britain and China. China, who so far has been an impediment to progress. We should try to change that.
What is it like, though, for you to work? I mean, talk about impediments to progress. What is it like for you to work with President Bashir, who made a name for himself as a general in combat, and a man who has not been open to any kind of criticism from the West or anybody else?
Well, President Bashir, of course, is in a delicate situation right now because the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court has proposed that an arrest warrant be issued against President Bashir for 11 counts of mass murder, war crimes, and genocide.
For him and some of those under him as well.
Right, and that's now being considered by the pretrial chamber up at the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
By the way, does the U.S.
support
that?
So there's pressures on him. But like other governments, the people in power's principal objective often is just to stay in power. And we have to recalibrate things so they recognize if they don't change, their hold on power will be endangered.
Ambassador, does the United States endorse the charges from the International Criminal Court? Would you like to see him there?
Well, as you know, the United States has been a leader in transitional justice with the War Crimes Tribunal for Rwanda and former Yugoslavia and Sierra Leone, but we are not members of the International Criminal Court, so our position is we're not going to comment on its own procedures and process.
Since you, Ambassador, have such a background in negotiation, including on behalf of the United Nations, you've been in Sudan for the past year on behalf of the Bush administration, which has a reputation as kind of a go-it-alone institution in the world. Has the U.S. exhausted all possibility of negotiation in Sudan?
No, I don't think so. I believe we should continue to talk, and we should continue to talk with our friends and others sympathetic to our position, France, Europeans, but also many neighbors. The nine neighbors around Sudan have an interest in stability, and we have to work closely with them. So there's a variety of diplomatic platforms we should pursue, and working with the United Nations as well. So I personally feel the United States should be willing to lead on this issue, but to be successful, we have to find mechanisms and ways to work with others. That's what I've tried to do in my time as the President's Special Envoy to Sudan. We've made some progress, not enough. I hope that the Obama administration will be able to build on that and have more effect and more results.
Ambassador Richard Williamson, U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan. Very nice to speak with you.
Thank you very much for your time, Lisa.